Welcome to the Lifecast. We hope that you find this ministry of New Life Assembly of God as an encouragement to you. You will hear messages and lessons in God's Word by our staff and special guests. Enjoy the podcast.
I just want to mention a couple of things about baptism and something from the Scripture. And so I just, there's places in Matthew, Mark, and Luke where Jesus talks about a parable of the sower, meaning a fellow who went out to on his way to a field to plant seeds. And of course, you know, they fell on different places. And that's not the message portion I'm going to talk about, but I want to mention this to you. He's saying that the Word of God is like seed. And it falls, as we hear it, it falls on our life. And what kind of soil is it falling on? The people who are coming this morning here to be baptized, the seeds of God's Word have been sprinkled on their life. And, you know, the germination process is hard to tell with humanity. Some hear the gospel and it just sprouts up quick. And some, it fades away quick for them. For some, it takes time. Time goes by, maybe for years. They keep hearing the gospel. And finally, they open their heart up to personal faith in Christ. And every variation in between. And for some, they hear it, and it takes root, and it grows. You know how this works. In fact, you're going to experience some today. We have this corn roast. I don't know if Aaron's in here. He's probably out tending to the corn. But, you know, there's, and correct me, I'm in a room, you know, with a lot of farmers, and they know way more than I do. But, you know, there's like, what, 60-day corn? 45-day sweet corn? None of you are the farmers. They're all out there. Nobody's saying anything. Just, if you don't know, just nod like I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, 45-day sweet corn. 60-day. Yeah, there we go. All right. You know, we plant and we hope and, you know, the conditions got to be right and there's got to be light and a measure of temperature, warmth, and depends on what you're growing. And you know, I remember when we lived in northern Minnesota, we found out quickly, it did not make much sense to do tomatoes. The growing season was so short. I mean, frost and snow was coming in, and the tomatoes were about, you know, 2 inches, and they were still green. You know, and I know some of you are like, hey, fried green tomatoes. You go right ahead and enjoy them. You know, we know that there are some things that influence these seeds that we plant. You know, some of us, we cheat. We go to the people who have greenhouses who kind of do things through the winter and make it nice, and we go and buy this, you know, 3-foot tomato plant and plant it, and we get all excited and woohoo and woohoo, unless you have a dog like ours. Our Neapolitan Mastiff, an old Italian war dog, she is a gardener. Listen, last summer, Sue plucked a cucumber, and she went out with her, and she saw this. She only had to see it once. I mean, potty training was a different deal. You know, you got to do repetition. But this gardening thing, she saw it once. We'd come out in the morning, and she's helped herself to a cucumber. She's laying in the shade of the tree, and she's eating a cucumber. She's an Italian war dog. She should be eating zucchini. So, anyhow, we plant things, and they come into our life, and the Word of God is seed. And we need to water it. We need the water. We need the light. We need the warmth. And sometimes when it comes to faith, this life, things get hard. They get difficult. They get cold. And through these events of life, it sometimes attempts to damage and rob the seed. The devil, the world, our history, whatever it is. And I just want to tell you that we get sprinkled with the Word of God in our life. And it shouldn't be just some church experience, because we know that, man, no church is perfect, including this one. I know the pastor, you know. And sometimes that detours us. But I want us to look at the purity of God's Word, the purity of His grace, His kindness, the message of Jesus, God's Son, who came, left heaven, came and took on human form to display to us and reveal to us who His Father is like, our God, the Creator, the one who spoke into existence plants that brought fruit and seed that we get to plant still after generations, that it works on the natural level. And I want you to know it's a revelation of what happens in the spiritual. I want God's seed and His Word to fall into our lives, that it would take root, it would grow, and it would begin to bear fruit, and we would see the fruit in our lives. See, that's what's supposed to happen to us, all of us. We come to faith in Christ at some point in our life, and as we die to ourselves and to our history and our flesh and carnal ways, we begin to follow Him. And that sincere faith in the Holy Spirit and God's Word, that help, grace, and mercy that He brings, we begin to change. We begin to grow. His Word begins to grow. And when fruit grows, it's a sign, right? It's a sign. It's a sign of what the kind of plant this is. It's a sign of what kind of fruit. It's a sign of what perpetual seed it's going to bear. And that's what's supposed to happen in our life, is when we come to faith in Christ, it should be noticeable as time goes on that we've changed. We're becoming fruitful in the things in our character and nature that are like God, that He has planted in us through His seed, and that there would be a good harvest, and that people would eat from Him, His nature in our life, that they would find some kind of strength, encouragement from the fruit in our life that He has planted in us. See, that's the gospel, a changed life, dying to ourself, and new life has been brought in us. That's one of the things that you will see in these water baptism candidates, is a genuine faith, and as life goes on, you'll see fruit. Some, you may know them, and you say, I remember when they were, and now I look at who they've become. Oh, they still got some natural tendencies they got to work out, but they've grown, they've changed. I've seen that with a lot of people in this room. You know, we're grateful. We have a lot of new people who've come to be a part of this church body. For some, you know, it was a new conversion experience where they were found by Jesus and put fresh faith in Him. It's not something they've really done before. And I look at how it's taken root in your life and the fruit you bear and the decisions you make and the person you've become. And I watch some of the old stuff fall off and some new things take place. Even some who come to this church and they go, I didn't know so-and-so went here. I remember when we used to, you know. They say, wow, they've changed. See, there's hope in Christ. There's hope to be free from our past, to be free to become the person we should. And with great joy and peace. Oh, life still, we got to still navigate through hard times and difficulties and some of the, hey, why did this happen? And try to figure it out. So this morning, these people are coming and saying, you know what? I'm not identifying with my old life. I'm identifying with my faith in Christ. You see, there's nothing magical about this water. There's the water, by the way, those of you who haven't been here, there's a tank back there filled with warm water. Oh, yes. Yeah. I send out the reminders the week before that warm that water up. We haven't even started putting it in yet. I know, but warm it up. So there's nothing magical about this water. This is actually water that's piped in. It's city water. You were coming here hoping for holy water. Listen, it's just city water. The holiness part, the sacred part, is what's happening on the inside of the person. You see, water baptism is an outward sign of an inward decision. Saying, I believe in Christ. I'm dying to my old self. And I want to follow Jesus. And I may trip and stumble along the way, but I believe in His grace and mercy. I believe in sincere faith. And I'm going to continue to need some forgiveness, but I know who to go to for it. And I also know that there's a responsibility I have to make good on the forgiveness, grace, and mercy that God has given me. And so I partner with that grace with responsibility, faithfulness, and continue to grow to produce more seed that it could bless others, that they too could have some of the seed of salvation of God's word in their life. I want you to listen to this. In Romans chapter 6, Apostle Paul writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he writes this. He says, what should we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace would abound? In other words, I believe in Jesus, so I have salvation, but I can continue to live a sinful life and just count on His grace to cover me? Paul writes, he says, God forbid, by no means. See, we add responsibility to our faith. How can we who died to sin still live in it? In other words, I'm dying to the old life, new seed transformed my life, I'm resurrected, or a Bible word is two words are born again, this fresh start. We look like the same person outwardly, but we've been born again to the Spirit. Fresh start, free from the past. So he writes this, do you not know that all of us who have been baptized in Christ Jesus were baptized into His death? I want you to get the imagery here. People are going down under the water. That imagery, that outward expression of it, of what happened inwardly, is that we die to our old self. The life we lived, the attitude we had before Jesus found us and we put faith in Him. And then he says, we are buried, therefore, with Him by baptism into death, in order that just as Christ raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, we too might rise and walk in this newness of life. See, that's baptism. We ask God to forgive us. We put faith in Him. We make a commitment to follow after Him. And so that's inward. But there should be outward signs and fruit. And one of the expressions of water baptism is a personal decision where a person says, I understand, I'm putting faith in Christ. For some, it happens when they're this old. For some, you know, it takes time, the germination of the seed of God's word in us. And so you'll see that this morning. People will go under, and basically they're identifying with Christ, that I have died to myself, but in Christ I have been resurrected to walk in a newness of life. And so this inward decision, coupled with an outward expression, that we get to see, we get to watch, and say, you know, they're a believer in Christ. They don't just do this morning. They don't just do this as a religious thing. This is a personal thing for them. I believe in Jesus. I want to follow after Him all the days of my life. I'm not doing this as a checkpoint to get into heaven. Uh-uh. We are saved by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. We do things from that point that identify a change and identify us with Jesus. And that's what water baptism is today.
Thanks for joining us on the Lifecast. It is a ministry of New Life Assembly of God in Sparta, Wisconsin. If you are ever in the area, we would enjoy the opportunity of meeting you. Until then, remember, God is for you, not against you.